Dino, very happy to be on the line with Art Alisakis from Everclear. Art, how are you today?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I'm waiting for 420, which is coming up this Friday. You guys are playing the Pima County Fair. It's been a little while for you guys since you've been here in the Dirty T.
Well, it's been a while for Everclear, but not for me. I go there. I'm in Tucson probably about 3-4 times a year.
Right, yeah. Your wife is from Tucson.
My wife is from Tucson. She went to Tucson High.
Wow.
She went to U of A, and I met her in Tucson when we played a show, and I lived there for a while while she was finishing up, you know, her graduate studies there. And, I spent a lot of time there. We lived across the street from the buffet.
Oh, the buffet. Wow. Did you ever drink the buffalo sweat at the – oh, wait, you're sober. You couldn't have done that.
No,
never mind.
I was sober. I've been sober a long, long time. But I did live vicariously through many others.
Yeah,
my wife used to work down on a place called Bison Witches.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if it's still there. Yeah. She was one of those Bison Witches girls. She was in the calendar.
Oh, wow. All right, so – Art has some serious deep ties to Tucson, Arizona. Well, we're glad to have you back for the Pima County Fair this Friday. You're playing the Four Peaks stage Friday at 8 o'clock. Now, let's talk about the career, man. I mean, we're looking like 20-plus years. Is that kind of hard to fathom? I mean, Sparkle and Fade, So Much for the Afterglow, the songs from the American Movie, Volumes 1 and 2, and even the last album that you put out a couple years ago, Black is the New Black, which is probably my favorite album title of the last couple of years. Yeah, and I mean, talk about the career and where Everclear is here in 2018.
Well, you know, we're still going really, really strong. You know, people talk about the new guys in the band. These guys have been in the band 15 years, you know, so it's not the guys that were in the videos, but, you know, these guys have been with me through all the changes. And, you know, just it's always been my vehicle, but I've got great guys playing with me, and we just love to play rock and roll on stage. We were just in Phoenix last week playing up in Scottsdale, and it was just so much fun to play. And we were just, I'm like, wait till next week, dude. Wait till we get to Tucson. I go to the Pima County Fair, so this is going to be fun to play.
All right, yes. And plus, you know, snobby Scottsdale people, they don't hold a candle to us down here in Tucson.
It was a culinary festival for the love of Mike. Actually, it was a lot of fun. A lot of food. So, you know, as you get older, food and rock and roll, pretty good.
Yes, yeah, so it was a high calorie event.
Absolutely. It used to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You know, it used to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Now it's sex with your wife, food, and rock and roll.
There you go. We got to be very specific anymore.
Very specific. You just got to keep the lines in the sand straight, and no one gets hurt. No one gets hurt.
We don't want to blur those lines. Absolutely not. Now, talk about you being a delegate for the state of Oregon, where you're from. I know that these are kind of politically charged times, but do you find it hard to separate the politics and the rock and roll in this current state that we're in this country?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that, you know, because I'm making a solo record right now, my first one ever, and I'm playing all the instruments on it. And, yeah, you know, the lyrics are getting pretty... You know, I just write about what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing and my perspective and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's going to be some political stuff in there for sure, the way it's coming out. I mean, how can it not be? I mean, right now we're living in a time that's just so insane, so crazy. There's something in the news every day that is just like, that floors you. So how can that? To me, when you write, you can't be totally, absolved and removed from what's going on in the world. How can you be? It would be disingenuous. So, yeah, I think it's going to happen, kids. That's all I can say.
And when are we expecting this solo album to come out?
Later this year. Yeah, later this year. I'll finish it late in the summer, and then it'll come out probably October, November.
All right. And then, of course, you're coming to Tucson here on Friday, but Everclear is going on tour this summer, another Summerland tour for you guys. Who's going out with you this time?
We got Marcy Playground and Local Age. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. And that'll be touring throughout the country. So not coming to Tucson, unfortunately, but maybe at a destination near you when you're out on vacation this summer.
Absolutely.
All right. Sure. Well, and this is my last question to you because I am a huge fan of the show Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. You played Mr. Gibson, the music teacher.
You knew the name. Listen, man, it's so funny because younger millennials will come up to me and they'll be like, "I know you from somewhere. You're from movies or TV or something." I go, "No, I'm in a band. It was a real big band back in the 90s. They're like, "What's the name of it?" They're like, "Nope." I'm like, "Everclear." And they're like, not hitting me. I've been in movies with Reese Witherspoon and, you know, all these people. Nope. I was on TV. I was on Ned's Declassified. That's it! And people just freak out. "You're Mr. Gibson."
Yes.
And I'm like, man, it was one episode, but it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great show, just in general. How did you get hooked up with doing that show? Is that something you sought out or they sought you out?
They sought me out. The creator of the show just was a big fan and wanted me to come down and do it, and I spent a whole day down there and did it. And it was a lot of fun. You know what's funny is, we had a big video that I directed for the song Wonderful, and the little girl that's in it, Carly Casey, was also in Ned's Declassified as she got older, and then she was in a couple other teen shows, and now she's doing her own stuff, and she came into my radio show, because I have a radio show on SiriusXM, and she came in, and we talked about the stuff back in the day, but she's all grown up. She's 28, she's married. And it's funny because she was a little girl when I directed her in that video, and it makes me feel really old.
Well, rock and roll should be keeping us all young, and the Deep Fry this Friday, 4:20 at the Pima County Fair, is going to be a good time for all of us to reach back into our past and rock out like there's no tomorrow. Everclear will be on stage. We also have Anthrax at the fair the same night. It's going to be a great time at the Pima County Fair. Art Alisakis from Everclear, thank you so much for checking in with us, and we'll see you Friday.
Thanks, Dan. Talk to you later.